In today's episode, I'm talking about two ways you are sabotaging your purpose. It's through your words and it's through your thoughts. Girl, this is going to be fire today. Get your pen, notebook, coffee, whatever you need to get, and sit back, listen in, and be blessed. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God's given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, Nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. So today's episode, we are talking about two ways you are sabotaging your purpose. The first way I want to talk to you is about words. And I want to share with you this passage of scripture from Psalms 19:14. And this is coming from the Living Bible version. It says, "May my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Listen to this part. May my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even unto you. We're going to talk about the spoken word. What are you saying when God is showing you your purpose? Are you speaking things like, "I can't see how this is going to happen. I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't have the funds to make it happen. I don't have this, I don't have that, or I can't do that. I don't see myself doing that. Oh, I will never be able to do this." Listen to all of those negative words. Our words need to be pleasing to God. Are those words acceptable to Him? Those words are not acceptable. Those words are words of negativity, doubt, discouragement, you name it. Those words are not acceptable. Our words are to be pleasing unto the Lord. And so when God shows us our purpose, yeah, it may be something out of the box, something you never thought about before. You know, it just could be a whole array of things. But we are not to speak against it. And it flows out of our mouths. We don't do it intentionally, necessarily. We do it because we're so used to it and that we're in a habit of doing it. And we just let words flow out of our mouths without even giving any thought to what we are doing and what we are speaking into existence. Proverbs 18:31 says, Proverbs 18:21 says, and this is the Message version, "Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit, you choose." I'm going to say that again. Proverbs 18:21, the Message version, "Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit, you choose." So many times when God is showing us something that is just like, you know, totally going to move us out of our comfort zone, we begin to speak death into that situation before we even realize it. It's like, "Oh, how am I going to do that?" Bam, you just spoke it. "Oh, I don't see how that's going to happen." You just killed it. Wow. We never think about that. We are sabotaging ourselves by the words we speak. And so today, I just would like to encourage you to be more mindful of the words that we speak. And that's in every situation, not only your purpose, but definitely when we are focusing and we're trying to do the things that God has called us to do, that's going to move us out of our comfort zone, that's going to take us in areas that we have never been before. Be mindful of the words that we release out of our mouths. Isaiah 55:11 says, Amplified Version, I'm going to read for you. So will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without results, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Here is the Message Version for that same passage of scripture. So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I send them to do. They'll complete the assignment I give them. Now, we know this is the word of the Lord when God was speaking. This is what he said. But God lives inside of us, so our word has the same impact over our lives. And they are going to complete the assignment given to them. So when we say we can't, when we release that out there, then rest assured that you will not be able to do what you spoke. When we say, I don't have, rest assured you will not have it. Because the words that are released from our mouths will accomplish what we desire. And we may not even be desiring the negativity that we speak, but because we release those words, they will not come back void. They are going to complete the assignment given to them. Be careful, woman of God, that your words are not sabotaging your purpose. Now, let me talk about thoughts. Scripture tells us also in that passage of scripture, may my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to you. Our unspoken thoughts, that is powerful, because we can think, and we think just because I haven't said it, oh, it's not going to happen. Unspoken thoughts. Scripture talks about the unspoken thoughts. Yeah, we're not speaking it verbally, but you're thinking the same thing. You're thinking that you can't do it. You're thinking there is no way it's going to happen. You're thinking that you don't have enough. Your unspoken words must be pleasing to the Lord as well. Your unspoken thoughts. Wow, that is powerful. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as a man think in his heart, so is he. So you can be just thinking it, and you are it. You have become it by your thoughts. And Romans 12:2, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you and what is good and pleasing and perfect. My goodness, look at this thought pattern. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. We're not even to copy the behavior and the customs of this world. When we are speaking and we're not thinking, we're just saying things. And that a lot of times is coming from what we have seen around us, outside of us. God is moving inside of you. He's creating inside of you. So we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to become this new person that God is creating or has created in us. And we have to change the way we think. So those unspoken thoughts that have been negative, we have to remove them, eliminate them from our mind, and begin to focus on the things that God is showing us. The things that he is showing is possible for us. That's why scripture always also tells us to capture every thought. Because every thought that comes through our mind isn't ours. We capture every thought and we make them subjective to the obedience of God. So if a thought is showing up and it is not in alignment with God is showing you, return that thought back to the sender and keep the one that's going to be in alignment and going to keep you focused and going to keep you connected to what God is showing you for the plan and purpose he have in your life. Woo! I know I stumbled over some scriptures, but honey, I know that you got the message. And be careful of the words that are released from your mouth. Be mindful of that. And be mindful of those unspoken thoughts. Don't get tripped up thinking that I can just think this way, but I didn't say it, so it ain't gonna happen. Honey, there are unspoken thoughts in your spoken words, and unspoken thoughts must be pleasing to God, our Lord, our rock, and our Redeemer. These are two ways that you may be sabotaging your purpose, is through your words and through your thoughts. I trust and hope this blessed you in some kind of way. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God's given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.